Archers for the week 16 to 21st April 2000.
Ben, if you put it over there, the chairs are in the corner.
Assembling your troops, are you?
Yes, sir. No, sir.
They arrived early. They might as well help. Any way they want to.
Oh, of course they do.
They do.
Ben does. I'm not sure about the others.
Why, Ben especially?
Because he loves you.
He doesn't.
Well, I wouldn't let some girl order me around the way you're doing unless I was cracked about her.
So when we meet Lauren, we shall see you hanging on her every word. I can't wait.
Helen, Matthew and Mark have arrived. I've put them in the caravan and I've told them to come over here when they're ready.
I'm sure Helen can find some little tasks for them to do. Holding up the marquee.
At least they're willing to help, not just standing around.
Lauren thinks I'm very willing.
I bet she does.
Children, look, go and give your dad and Ben a hand with the table, Tommy, if you've got nothing better to do.
He hasn't.
I don't want him putting his back out.
Okay.
I can't wait to meet this Lauren. She must be half-witted.
Helen. Is there anything I can do? I can take over from you if you want to pop over to the caravan.
No, that's okay. I don't suppose it will take them long to dump their sleeping bags. I'd rather stay here and get things organised.
I can do that. It is your birthday, after all.
And I'm having a lovely time.
Organising things.
I just want tonight to be absolutely special.
So do we.
I know, you've gone to so much trouble for me.
Oh, don't be silly, it's our pleasure. I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful party. I'm pleased so many of your friends could be here.
So am I. And when Matthew does come over, I want to introduce you to him properly.
He seemed very charming. Good looking, too.
Yes, but more to the point, his dad's got that farm shop in Somerset. Do you remember the one I told you about?
You never stop, do you? Not even on your birthday.
No harm in a little networking. He might have a few useful tips on organic suppliers or natural food wholesalers.
Somerset's a bit far.
Not his dad's, obviously, but a few useful contacts.
Any light lifting I can do? Tommy and that friend of yours.
Ben.
Yeah, well, they've decided I'm too decrepit to move the table.
Oh, they're putting it in the wrong place. We don't want the buffet there. Ben, Tom, not there, you idiots.
She's a powerhouse, isn't she?
I know. She wants me to network with her friend Matthew.
The one whose dad has got the big organic farm shop.
Yeah, how did you know that?
Oh, she told me.
Well, she's got a point. Now we know we can have the lease mid-July. We need to get things moving.
That's when the shop fitters can go in. Be a couple of weeks before we're ready to open.
The sooner the better.
Well, I don't think we need worry about getting things moving. Not with Helen on board.
You think she will take the job?
Well, don't you?
Yeah. She's so enthusiastic about the shop. She really wants to be involved.
Yeah, I know. I think it's going to make her birthday.
So, this is the little kitchen.
I think you're wise to make it clear you're not cooking for him.
There's no question of that.
And I suppose it might get complicated if he was using your kitchen.
Oh, it's such a long way down. He can have my old microwave. I've been meaning to get a new one for ages. And perhaps one of those little tabletop cookers. A couple of electric rings and a grill.
I don't suppose he's going to be doing 5-course dinners.
There's a sink here already. No, he should be fine.
It's very good of you to give up so much space. He's a lucky young man.
Oh, I rattle round in this house, Shula. I've still got plenty of room if I want to ask anyone to stay.
All right. You've convinced me. And it'll be nice for Clary to think that one of her sons is well settled.
Well, did you see her at church this morning?
Yes. Clutching her palm cross.
Poor Clary.
She wants to put it up in the new house. Says it'll need blessing.
I bet. Do they know where they're going yet?
Well, they should hear at the beginning of the week.
I should hope so. They're supposed to be up by next Wednesday.
I know.
Poor Clary, what an Easter.
Yeah.
But she is all right about William moving here. I know we sprang it on her a bit.
Oh, yes, yes. It's Edward she's worried about now, after his roof-climbing escapade.
Well, boys will be boys.
And that's what you're going to say if you find William perched on your tiles, are you?
Oh, William wouldn't do anything like that. He's far too sensible.
You've picked the right brother?
Yes. He takes after Clary.
And Edward's following in his father's footsteps. Oh, I don't know. Families.
Oh, that was heartfelt. Who's the problem? Daniel or Alistair?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with them. Except they don't know how to bowl an egg. Practising as we speak.
Bowl an egg? Does anybody?
Sid must do. It's his idea for a bank holiday activity. That and the simnel cake competition.
Oh, that sounds safer.
Yeah. Mum was going to enter, but I don't know if she'll feel in the mood now.
It's Jill you're worried about?
Yes. Ruth and David have moved back to the bungalow.
Won't they give your mum more room?
It's the way they moved back that's the problem.
Oh, do they have a row? I thought they were all getting on quite happily now.
Yeah, they were. Until Elizabeth had to stick her oar in.
This is Elizabeth's fault. Sounds complicated.
It is. I won't bore you with the details, but Elizabeth's got this bee in her bonnet about her inheritance.
Oh, really? Surely that's a long way off. I back your mum and dad to get telegrams from the Queen.
No, it's to do with them retiring. Where they live, their pensions. But you're right, it's all academic.
Only Elizabeth doesn't think so.
No, and she can't possibly have any idea how much this is upsetting Mum.
So, you're going to tell her?
Yes, I am. I found Mum in tears on Friday.
Oh, dear.
I don't think I've ever seen her so upset. It was awful. I'd have gone straight over to Lower Loxley then if Alistair hadn't calmed me down a bit.
Perhaps that was wise. You didn't want to make things worse.
I don't see how I could. I'm going round this evening.
To put her straight?
Yes. We don't have these kind of rows and unpleasantness. We're not that sort of family. It's got to stop.
Oh, dear, what does he look like?
He thinks he's John Travolta.
I've warned the DJ not to take any requests from him.
I hope Lauren doesn't think I'm going to end up like that.
Where is she?
Getting us a drink.
You've got her well-trained.
She offered. Oh, thank heavens.
Try and keep Dad well away from the DJ.
Why can't you?
He isn't making a beeline for my girlfriend.
What? Oh, no. If he's telling about my plastic...
She'll be there all night. Honestly.
Everything all right, love?
Fine. Now Dad's stopped dancing. Tom's gone to rescue Lauren. What do you think of her?
Oh, she seems very sweet. Very pretty.
If you like that sort of thing.
Well, she's not much like Kirsty, certainly.
Bit of a bimbo, if you ask me.
I don't think that's very fair.
Following Tom round like a spaniel, she wants her head testing. Oh, did you get a chance to speak to Matthew?
Yes, he has heard of the suppliers in Felbersham. They're the same firm his dad uses. He says they're very good.
We could get all our branded stuff from them. Fruit juice, coffee, tin stuff.
He was saying he thinks we're lucky to have found a shop.
I know.
Yeah, with most town centre landlords only wanting big names.
We just have to make ourselves a big name, won't we? You and Dad thought any more about butchering me on the premises?
Yeah, we're still juggling the figures. A chill room would add about 20,000 to the shop fitting bill.
A chill box would be a lot cheaper, but if we had to butcher meat on the farm, then...
Maybe we should start off with frozen meat. See how it goes.
Mum, do you think you could convince Dad that I don't want all my girlfriends knowing he used to play with plastic pigs in the bath?
And talking of pigs, do you think we'd be able to butcher what we need for the shop on the farm?
I can't believe you're still talking about the shop. It's your birthday.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please?
What's that up to?
Is he going to say the buffet's ready? I wanted to do that.
Now, I know you'll shortly be wanting to take advantage of the great spread that's just arrived, but before you all get stuck in, I just wanted to say a few words.
Oh, no.
What about?
You'll see.
Pat and I are very pleased that so many of you could come to celebrate our daughter's 21st. And I know that Helen is very touched, too.
You can say that again.
Yes, thanks.
So, I'm sure you won't mind if I take this opportunity to say a few words about her.
Must you?
Mum, can't you stop him?
I don't want to.
You might expect me to think that we gave her the right name. She is the face that launched 1,000 ships.
And sank them. Look at your friend Ben
nodding.
And
the mouth that launched 1,000 quips. We all appreciate Helen's quick tongue.
Some more than others.
Which
Ben's
I
blushing.
Like to think she inherited from her dad.
Mum, can't you shut him up?
From her mother, she inherited her determination and her capacity for hard work. Neither of them ever turned back once they put their hand to the plough.
Because it makes the furrows wobbly.
I didn't know he was going to drag me into
qualities
it.
Which make her parents and her brother very proud of her. As some of you will know, we've had some hard times, and Helen has been, well, a rock throughout.
I'm going to set fire to the tent if he doesn't shut up.
We've decided to expand our business and open an organic shop in Borchester.
Commercial break time.
As usual, the women in the family have dragged me along at their chariot wheels.
You're better to see her now, mate.
Helen has pursued this project with her usual enthusiasm, good sense and commitment.
Bought for Britain.
So, as a token of our great love and respect for her, and as a little extra birthday surprise, we'd like to take this opportunity to offer her the job of running this new enterprise, if she'd do us the honour.
What?
Really, love? We'd really like you to. It's a proper job offer.
So, Helen, what do you say?
Well, yes,
I'd love to.
Sorry about that. Lily just won't settle some evenings.
I know how it is.
Look, I don't want to be rude, but I'm awfully tired. Could what you wanted to discuss keep till another day?
No, I'm sorry, it can't.
It's only something about Brookfield, isn't it?
Only? You've turned the family upside down about this.
Well, that's a bit over the top, isn't it?
Elizabeth, if you'd seen the state Mum was in last Friday, she was crying, weeping her heart out.
Why?
Because David and Ruth were moving back to the bungalow.
Well, I'm sorry, but I don't see what that's got to do with me.
What did you say?
David and Ruth obviously handled the situation badly.
David and Ruth? What about you? You've got no idea what trouble you're causing, have you?
No, but I gather you're going to tell me.
Oh, someone's got to. This stupid insistence of yours on some mythical inheritance.
Well, that's easy for you to say.
Stupid and selfish.
Mark's money, Alistair's income, Glebe Cottage handed you on a plate by Gran. If I was sitting on assets like that, perhaps I could afford to be unselfish too.
Oh, this is all because you're jealous of me.
No. And it may surprise you to know, but not everything in the family revolves round you.
Oh, now you're being childish.
As things stand, in 20 years' time, Pip and Josh could sell Brookfield for a couple of million. And what would Freddie and Lily have?
Lower Loxley!
Suppose our plans don't work out. Suppose it's a millstone round their necks, like it's been for Nigel for most of his life. I'm safeguarding my children's future.
This time.
What?
And what does Nigel have to say? Or have you ever even consulted him?
Now, look here, it's bad enough you think you can come round here and lecture me on what a terrible daughter I am, but keep out of my marriage.
You're tearing Mum and Dad to pieces. And David and Ruth and me.
Just because I'm standing up for myself and my children
instead... Will you stop using your children as an excuse? You weren't so bothered when you...
When what?
When you got rid of Cameron's child.
What did you say?
You heard.
I think you should go.
I haven't finished.
Yes, you have. Get out of my house!
Morning, David.
Morning.
Collecting the petition?
Yeah. I want to get it over to Graham Ryder this afternoon.
I remembered. I'll let people know you'll be collecting it today.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, if Borchester Land are going to reverse their decision, they'll need to get a move on. You know the Grandies are supposed to be out of Grange Farm by next Wednesday?
Doesn't leave a lot of time with Easter coming up.
I had planned to take it in last week, but with us moving back into the bungalow, there just wasn't time.
I shouldn't worry.
Left it as long as I could. Make sure we've got as many signatures as possible.
That's what I mean. A lot of people signed up over the weekend. Had to put up another sheet.
Looks pretty impressive, doesn't it? Well, they've got to take notice of this kind of public opinion.
Let's hope so. Yeah, now I've got a space to put up another poster about my Easter events.
All right. Yeah, we thought we might come along on Easter Monday.
Ruth entering the simul cake competition.
Very funny. No, this egg bowling thing.
Well, that isn't the only thing on offer, you know. We've got egg colouring, egg and spoon races.
No, thanks, no. Egg bowling for me. So how do you do it exactly?
Good question.
What, you don't know? But it's advertised.
Yeah, I know, in theory. I just haven't had a chance to test it out, so you know how it is.
Oh. Right, well, anyway, people are looking forward to it all.
Oh, good.
Eggs can be messy, you know, Sid.
Yes, maybe I'll have a go this afternoon. It's just I was thinking of... No, you're right.
I haven't said anything.
The poll comes first. I'll definitely be trying out the egg bowl in this afternoon.
Are you sure you wouldn't like some lunch?
No, I can't stay long, Mum. I've got to get back to the stables. I just thought you'd like to know how I got on with Elizabeth.
Yes, we would.
Well, not very well, I'm afraid.
Now, there's a surprise.
Bill?
Well, she's really dug her heels in.
I know. I've never seen her like it.
What did she say?
Oh, she just went on about the twins.
This is a new factor. This is what we haven't taken into account.
How can you say that? I've been bending over backwards, to be fair.
Of course you have. No, I meant we haven't appreciated how much difference having the twins would make to Elizabeth's thinking.
Oh, she isn't thinking at all.
Well, that's it, really. It's an emotional reaction.
Backed up by her accountant.
That's just a smokescreen.
But she can't just keep rejecting every single thing I come up with. Did she give you any idea what she actually wanted, Shula?
Not specifically, no.
You didn't quarrel, did you?
Of course we did.
Oh, Shula!
Well, it's difficult not to, with Elizabeth in her current mood.
Exactly. And she started it.
It upsets me to think of you and Elizabeth quarrelling. You've always been so close.
No, we haven't.
Shula, that simply isn't true.
Well, sometimes, maybe, but... Well, you've got to admit, Elizabeth has always had a selfish streak.
It's the twins. They're barely 4 months old.
Yes, well, I know in some circumstances mothers aren't held responsible for their actions for the first 3 months after a birth, but even so...
I didn't mean that.
No, I think Dad's got a point. Well, she's so volatile. She ordered me out of the house last night.
See what I mean?
She didn't.
She told me to leave, and the implication was never darken my door again.
Oh, she was very abrupt with us.
She needn't worry. The way she treated me, I don't want to see her again.
But the baptism. Surely you're not thinking of dropping out of that. You're Lily's godmother.
No, no, of course not.
Oh, good.
No, it's the baby's day, and, well, poor Nigel's. Nobody seems to be concerned about, least of all Elizabeth. Oh, look, I'm sorry. I've really got to go. I've got a lesson at 2. I'll see you soon.
Bye. Yes, bye, love.
Oh, dear. It just gets worse and worse. David and Ruth barely speaking to
us. Oh, that'll wear off. It's got to. We've got the farm to run.
And now Elizabeth and Shula at daggers drawn.
Yeah.
What are we going to do about your birthday?
Hmm?
I had such plans with it being on Easter Sunday. A big family meal after church.
Yes, well, I've been thinking about that. I'd like to go out for the day.
Go out?
Yeah. I'm getting quite envious of these little trips that Chris and George have been taking. Well, I thought they might like to come with us. We could visit a stately home or some gardens, have a nice meal and make a day of it.
And not see the family at all?
Well, the grandchildren could come round in the morning to get their eggs, and we'd be going over to Darrington for the service anyway. And, well, we could just go on from there.
And that's what you'd really like to do?
Yes, it is. To be quite frank, I'm a bit fed up with our children at the moment.
Oh, Phil.
Well, aren't you? I simply don't trust them not to wreck my birthday if we've got them under the same roof. And I might not have that many more left to enjoy.
Of course you will.
I want to be with you. And I think you deserve some time off too. Let's just indulge ourselves. Let us be the selfish ones for once.
Why not? It is your birthday.
I'm back in baby's arms. Fallon! Is that you? What are you doing home?
Hello. It's me.
Sid. What a surprise. I didn't expect to see you today.
A nice surprise, I hope.
Oh, of course it is. Come here, give us a kiss. Although, I don't know, creeping into my bathroom like that.
Now, you should not leave your back door unlocked. I've told you that before.
Oh, it's easier. Fallon's always forgetting her keys. Anyway, what have I got that's worth nicking?
That's not the point. Anyone could wander in, and they might not just be after your valuables.
Like you, you mean?
Yeah, it might not be someone as nice as me.
Yeah, but when it is... Wait, just a minute. Won't take me long to get my overalls off.
No, you're all right.
No, I'm not. I look a mess.
You look gorgeous.
Oh, in Wayne's old boiler suit, no makeup, and my hair all scraped up.
You'd look lovely in a bin liner.
Well, that could be arranged.
Enough of that. We have got work to do. I didn't know you was planning on tiling the bathroom, as well as decorating it, mate.
Well, it looked really shabby.
Mm-hmm.
And I want it ready for Easter.
Easter? No chance.
What? Not even with a big, strong bloke helping me.
There's no question of that, I'm afraid. It's going to be really tricky for me to get over at all next week. I'll tell you that now.
Oh, that's all right. I wasn't expecting you. That's why I wanted me nice tiled bathroom to console me.
If we get the tiles off today, I suppose you could start on putting up the new ones. Are you okay with that?
Yeah. Well, Wayne was never much use around the house in any capacity.
Aren't you lucky you found me?
You think a lot of yourself, Sid Perks.
Not until I met you. Now, stop distracting me. I haven't got long. Ought to get back to test out the egg bowl then.
You what?
No, don't ask. I should be doing it now. But then I thought... I'd rather be here with you. Let's get on with it.
You serious?
Yes. can't leave you to do this all on your own, can I?
Oh, you've gone off, mate.
Oh, yes, of course I have. Looks like it, doesn't it?
Well, then.
Jolene, I just love to be with you. I don't care what we're doing.
You sure?
Yeah. Don't you feel the same?
Well, yeah, but...
Then stop tempting me, woman. And hand me a chisel.
Here we are, all neat and tidy. How are you doing with the cement?
Nearly done. Just needs a good stir.
I'll chuck out the rest of these tyres and then I can make a start in filling up the cracks.
Perhaps you should tackle that big hole first. Then I'll be able to see if I need to mix some more.
Good idea.
I thought Bert and David would have cleared out the tyres.
They were out here most of the morning.
Yeah. Well, they obviously took longer fixing that puncture on the silage trailer.
Oh, makes me feel spring's really here doing this.
Yep. We should be able to turn the young stock out in a couple of weeks.
Get everything settled down. The grazing routine.
Before silage making starts.
It'll be honest before you know it. Oh, look, here's David. I wonder how he got on.
Well, I don't suppose there was much Graham Ryder could do on the spot.
Well, he must have given some sort of reaction. How did you get on?
Well, he's got it. And he says he'll pass it on to Borchester Land as soon as he can.
Oh, they'll need to get the skates on.
If they do decide to do anything about it.
Did he give you any clues?
Well, you never know it, Graham, do you?
Yeah. Bit of a cold fish, I think.
He must have been impressed by the number of signatures.
Yeah, I think he was. And our little delegation.
Well, you didn't take the Grundys, did you?
No, didn't think that'd be a good idea.
It's the strength of public opinion we wanted to convince them of.
Do you think they care very much about that?
They should do.
Well, I know you wouldn't sign the petition, Dad,
well,
but...
that's neither here nor there. I admire you for sticking up for your principles, and I know you put a lot of hard work into this.
He has.
I just don't want you to get your hopes up too much. These big companies...
No, I know, Dan, but we had to try.
Anyone want a cup of tea?
Oh, well, we're just going to get started on fixing the cracks in this clamp.
OK. Only I'm having one. Then I thought I'd spend a couple of hours in the garden. Start doing some seedlings.
Well, I can make myself a cup if I need one.
Why don't you go in now, Dad? I can give Ruth a hand now I'm back.
And you have done all the hard work.
Oh, have I?
You mixed the cement.
Oh, by the way... your father and I were talking about plans for his birthday.
Oh, yeah.
I thought we hadn't heard much about it this year.
Well, with one thing and another.
Yeah, quite.
We were thinking of doing something a bit different. Going out for the day. But if you don't like the idea...
Well, it's Dad's birthday, if that's what he wants to do.
Yes, it is.
Sounds like a great idea to me.
But it is Easter Sunday. I thought you might be expecting a big family lunch at Brookfield. Oh,
that's all right, Jill. You do too much of that kind of thing as it is.
Yeah, that's what I said.
We can fend for ourselves.
You sure? Hmm? We thought the children could come round for their eggs in the morning.
They'd like that.
And we'll all be together for the baptism.
Of course.
I was thinking we could all come back to Brookfield afterwards. I could do a buffet.
That's Elizabeth's idea, is it?
No. Your mother hasn't talked to her about it yet.
I just thought it'd be easier for her. And a nice family occasion.
Did you?
Of course, we can't really plan anything till we know what Elizabeth thinks.
No change there, then. Well, let's just see, then, shall we?
Yeah, let's. You go and get your tea, Phil.
All right. I'll see you later.
Come in and have a cup when you've finished. I've made a cake. Don't feel you have to go all the way back to the bungalow.
No, Mum, we won't.
All the way back to the bungalow.
Well, you haven't baked a cake, have you?
No, I have not.
Poor old Mum. She's only trying to pour oil on troubled waters.
I know. At least we're off the hook about your dad's birthday.
Yeah, that's a relief.
But I don't like the sound of this baptism buffet. The whole thing's turning into a bit of a nightmare, if you ask me.
Well, we've got to go, love.
Oh, yeah, of course we've got to go. But if Jill thinks I'm handing round sandwiches while Elizabeth's measuring up Brookfield for the estate agents, she's got another think coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're going to be late for school.
That's all you know. I ain't going because of my bad foot.
Bad foot?
Oh, shut it. Pass us the cereal.
Well, get it yourself.
Hey, give it a rest, lads. I'm not in the mood. Here you are, son.
Yeah, we just had some bad news.
Oh, well, not bad exactly.
What's happening now?
We got a letter from the council telling us where we're going to live.
Borchester.
Borchester? Oh, sound.
There we are. I told you it weren't as bad as all that.
Borchester?
You don't mind?
Of course not. I've been here, my mate.
Yeah, how's Mum going to get to work? Or Dad?
Dad ain't got no work.
Well, I have.
Well, you can give Mum a lift in the van then, can't he? Anyway, what's that to you? You're moving into a luxury penthouse.
Oh, Grandad's gutted.
I never thought I'd end my days in a tower block.
Oh, it ain't a tower block, Dad.
Might as well be.
Where is it, anyway?
Meadow Rise on Sebastopol Road.
Meadow Rise?
If it ain't a tower block, what's it called Meadow Rise for?
Might be overlooks the meadows.
Oh, yeah.
You know it.
Well, sort of.
He does, he just don't want to tell you.
Well, I might have passed it on the way to Jazz's, I ain't sure.
Jack lives near, well, that's nice.
You met Jazz and Mum.
So, what's it like round there, then?
We'll all know soon enough, seeing as we're going over this morning to have a look.
You coming, Clary? It's all right with Pat Archer,
then? Yeah. I rung her as soon as the letter came. Helen can give her a hand this morning.
That's a good thing off school, isn't it?
Yeah, great.
I don't suppose you could take the morning off work and come and have a look some?
No, I couldn't.
Why should he? He don't have to live there.
It's really taking shape, isn't it?
It needs to, if we're going to open a shop in the cafe in the morning.
It looks on target to me.
Yes. I'm pleased with it.
Lewis obviously knows how to get the best out of builders.
Yeah. Well, once this is finished, we shouldn't be tripping over scaffolding for a good many years, I hope.
So do I.
But with them getting on so well, we really do need to make the final decisions about stocking the shop. I fixed a meeting with Liam for later this morning.
I should be able to make that.
Well, what about the twins? I know Mummy's got them now.
Well, she never minds having a little play with them after breakfast.
Once they've been fed and checked.
Oh, of course. But she did offer to have them all morning.
Oh, well, that's useful. That's surprising.
I think she wants to measure Freddie up for the party to christening gown when I'm not looking.
But we agreed all that. Freddie in the Parcheter gown and Lily in the Archer.
She doesn't trust me not to swap them over.
Honestly. It's a good thing we had twins, isn't it?
I think so.
Imagine the fight there might have been if it had been one baby in two gowns.
At least there won't be any arguments about that.
Are you not still worried about the tiff you have with Shula?
It was a bit more than a tiff.
Surely not. Shula's always so calm.
And I'm always so hysterical. Thanks, Nigel.
No, I didn't mean that. I just can't imagine you two quarrelling.
You should have lived at Brookfield.
Of course children bicker, but you're adults now.
Well, you tell Shula. She still thinks I'm her kid sister and she can push me around.
I'm sure you put her right on that.
I certainly did.
Anyway, no one's going to be worrying about it this week, are they? Not with Easter coming up and the twins' baptism to look forward to.
Well...
Oh, and that reminds me. I had such a good idea for the stock.
Did you?
I think so. Look, you know we wanted a special Lower Loxley teddy, modelled on one in the toy museum.
That is a good idea. Those traditional teddies are very fashionable.
I know. So why don't we market them as twin bears, a boy and a girl?
Oh, dear Lord.
Come on, Dad. It ain't as bad as all that.
It's horrible. All them stairs.
It's only five stories.
Only?
There's a lift.
It's broke.
They're always broken.
It ain't natural. Folks ain't supposed to live this far from the ground.
You get a good view.
Oh, yeah. Of the block across the way.
No. I reckon if you stand on the balcony and crane your head to the left, you can see Hayden Barrow.
Yeah, if you're standing on the railing.
Edward.
I don't want to see the top of Hayden Barrow through a telescope.
You like it, don't you, Edward?
The top? Just round the corner from a mate.
They seemed pleased to see you.
Why wasn't they in school?
What?
The ones we saw in the corner. You ain't broken up yet.
Dunno, I'll go and ask them.
No, you stay where you are. You've got things to decide.
Wait, what?
Where we're going to put everything.
Ain't much choice, is
there? That's right, let's get organised.
We'll need to. Didn't think it would be this small.
It's only for a while, love. We'll just have to store stuff till they find us a bigger place.
Yeah, I suppose so. That kitchen?
Don't know if I can get enough pans in there to cook a decent meal.
Well, that doesn't matter. There's a chip shop at the end of the row. And a Chinese.
Oh, there you are, you see. Problem solved.
Oh, yeah. First we have to climb all them stairs. Now we can't get no decent food.
Oh, don't worry, Joe. I'll manage.
Try and be a bit more positive, Dad. It ain't forever.
No. So which bedroom would you like, Joe?
Me own. Back at the farm.
Oh, you can't. So you'll just have to make the best of it.
You choose then, Edward.
Well, I want the big one. What do you mean? No, hold on a minute.
You'll be sharing.
No way.
We told you it were a two-bedroom flat.
Yeah, but...
You're sharing a room with your granddad, and that's that.
No, I am not.
Put me out with the rubbish, then. I don't care.
And now, don't talk like that. Look, if you two have the big
room... I'm not sharing.
You are.
I'll make it really nice. New curtains.
I suppose if I draw some, it won't matter where I am.
What about Tess? She always sleeps on my bed and Grandad don't approve.
Oh, you can't have dogs in the bedroom. Bad for me farmer's life.
They are, then.
So, where are we going to put the poor beast?
Yes. Well, I need to talk to you about that. You, Eddie?
What's this, love?
The housing officer told me we ain't allowed to bring no pets.
Hey. This ain't a pet. She's a working dog.
They don't allow animals in flats. It's the rules. I know I should have said something sooner. Didn't know how to tell
her. Not bring Tess, but what are we going to do with her?
I don't know.
What are any of us going to do with ourselves? Where's this balcony?
Oh, through the kitchen. Do you want to look at the view?
No, I want to jump off it.
Come on, Nigel. We promised Liam we'd get this stock list sorted. We have to go through it.
OK, well, let's do it now.
Right. Here we are. Notelets, plates... Bookmarks, mugs.
Yes, I can't wait to see what they turn out like.
Picture postcards.
Ordinary cards as well, you think? You know, birthdays, get-wells, anniversaries.
Oh, yes, I think so. They go very well in the gallery, however much Julia disapproves.
She's very keen on this tapestry kit. It's just the kind of thing she thinks we should be selling.
Well, I'm sure it'll be popular. Pencils, pens, yep. Scented candles, customised T-shirts.
Not I visited Lower Loxley and all I got was this lousy T-shirt.
No. Liam's working on something slightly more tasteful, I hope.
Good.
Yeah, I think that's everything.
Oh, yeah, the Lower Loxley Twin Bears.
Oh, he got quite excited about that.
Good. It isn't just self-indulgence, then.
Did you get a chance to ring Camilla?
Yeah, no problem. Janet rang her. I had a good long chat with her and James. And they're quite up to speed on their duties.
I'm sure they are.
And Camilla told Janet how grateful they are she agreed to swap the baptism to Friday.
Well, if James was going to be in America for a month, it wasn't his fault he was called away so suddenly.
It is unusual. Most vicars wouldn't do it.
Might be an unusual baptism in more ways than one.
I know Debbie and Simon must be busy with their wedding arrangements, but I'm sure they'll make the meeting.
They will. It's Shula I'm worried might not come.
What, because of this silly row?
I've already told you it was more than that, much more.
Even so, Shula wouldn't be that petty, surely.
You don't know how bad it got, Nigel.
I know it upset you, darling, but...
Look, I didn't tell you how it finished. Well, in the end, I had to ask her to leave.
You did what?
You didn't hear what she was saying to me. She told me I was upsetting Mum and had her in tears.
You made Jill cry?
No, of course I didn't. It was David and Ruth. But naturally, it's all my fault. Like it's my fault they've moved back to the bungalow.
Have they?
Oh, yes. I caused that by remote control, apparently. Well, all that was bad enough. But I'm getting used to being the villain of the piece where Brookfield's concerned. But when she started dragging you into it...
Me?
Telling me I must be upsetting you.
Oh, did she?
Yes, she did. But we have to be realistic. I'm just trying to safeguard Freddie and Lily's future.
So am I, darling.
Of course you are. And you can see... It simply isn't fair to assume they'll be okay because they've got Lower Loxley.
Maybe, but...
Why should Pip and Josh get everything?
Oh, you and Shula were arguing about Pip and Josh.
Oh, no, why should she care? Daniel's got all Mark's money coming to him. And hers, and Alistair's, probably.
Lizzie, you didn't say that. Not about Daniel getting Mark's money.
No, but I was scared that I was going to. There are things that we both said. You don't know how angry we were.
But you've calmed down now.
A bit.
Look, you still want Shula to be Lily's godmother?
Of course I do. It's just all got out of hand.
I know, darling. Hey, don't upset yourself.
Well, how can I not? Suppose she doesn't turn up to this meeting on Thursday?
She will. She'll have calmed down too.
But suppose she doesn't? What are we going to do then?
That's Carboni on the wing. He beats one defender. He's... Oh, he scores!
Hey, watch it. You nearly had my head off.
I shouldn't be in the way of a striker on form.
I thought you'd got a bad foot.
It's the other one.
Yeah, it weren't this morning. You should be at school.
Mate, you should be at work. Why aren't you?
Yeah, I'm interested to come home for dinner if I could. I won't be having too many more meals at Grange Farm.
Yeah, like you care, whining and dining at Grey Gables.
It's the dower house I'm moving.
Oh, you're slumming it.
And I got to fend for myself.
That's tragic.
Caroline ain't going to be cooking for me. I've got my own little kitchen.
Oh, but it's bigger than the one at Mum's got a Meadow Rise.
Yeah, what's it like?
That's a dump. They say they got to share with Grandad.
Yeah, well, what do you expect?
Well, it's a good thing Jazz is around the corner.
You're going to move in with him, are you? Mum will love that.
I wonder if you could have Tess just for the time being.
Hmm. Why can't you have him in the flat?
No pets allowed. I bet there's plenty of room at the Dower House.
I'm already taking one dog. I think two would be pushing it.
Yeah, well, as long as you're all right. Never mind about poor Tess.
I do mind, but I've got problems of me
yes,
own.
Such as?
Baby Spice. Ain't so easy finding a new home for a single cow.
Well, can't you take her to the Dower House?
I've only just moved in. Don't see Caroline looking too kindly on a lodger that moves.
Yeah, I ain't thought of that.
Yeah, and who'd milk her?
Yeah, I ain't thought that either.
Yeah, that's your trouble. You don't.
What?
Think. Baby Spice needs to be around other cows. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Nice to see you. Come and sit here. Let me move some of these.
You want me to take one of the bags?
Well, that's very kind. I didn't mean to buy so much, but I never can resist a bargain.
Yeah, old habits die hard.
Silly of me when I know I'll have to cart everything back on the bus.
Oh, something wrong with your car?
No. To tell you the truth, I'm still a little nervous about driving.
Well, you want somebody to go out with you till you got your confidence back.
I know. And Haley's very kindly offered. But she's so busy, I don't like to trouble her.
She's lucky.
Have you been down to the market?
Ain't got nothing left to sell. No money to buy nothing.
No, of course not.
We've been visiting our new home. Number 10 Meadow Rise.
It's next week you move, isn't it?
Yep.
I didn't realise you'd be so far out.
I see it's only temporary.
Good. Is it nice?
No, it's horrible.
Oh, dear.
Larry sent me out to measure up for curtains for my room. It's made all the difference.
Well, it is surprising what new curtains can do for a room.
The only useful difference you could make to this place would be to blow it up.
Oh, as bad as that.
Worse. Curtains is a waste of money we ain't got.
Well, I got new ones for Haley when she moved in. More to her taste, you know, more modern. But I kept the others. Now, you might like them. Why don't you come back with me and see?
Well, that's kind. Can't say I was looking forward to going back to the farm.
Don't you want to spend all the time there you can?
He feels like a ghost. Cows are gone with the machinery. Eddie and Clary are packing.
Oh, that must be dreadful. I remember when we left Africa. And you lived there all your life.
Yep. I can't bear to see the place no more. Sad, isn't it?
You come home with me. We'll have a nice lunch and we'll look at these curtains. Maybe we could have a little jaunt out this afternoon.
Do you know that I'm fit company at the moment?
Nonsense. In fact, you could do me a favour. You could take me out driving.
The decorators have nearly finished. What do you think?
Yeah, looks very nice.
You can tell me if you don't like it.
Oh, I do.
You sure? You've been very quiet. Something's wrong, isn't it?
It is still all right if I bring Meg, ain't it?
Of course. I'm looking forward to it. It'll be nice to have a dog about the place again.
Only Mum and Dad can't take Tess to the new flat. It's against the rules.
Oh, yes, I suppose it would be.
It made me think I hadn't really checked with you.
I haven't got any rules like that. I suppose we could have Tess as well.
Oh, it wouldn't be fair to her. I couldn't take her to work with me. She ain't a keeper's dog like Meg.
I'm sure someone will take her. She's lovely.
Yeah, at least she don't need milking.
Need... Oh, you're worried about baby Spice.
Yeah.
I did say she could go in the stables. There's plenty of room. Oh, and if you need to store anything...
Oh, thanks. But it just ain't practical to keep baby Spice there. There's the milking. You know, she needs other cows.
Of course. Surely there's a herd round here she could go in with.
Yeah, you'd have one of our cows. The Grundy's on the scrounge again.
People don't think that. David doesn't. He organised the petition.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Why don't you ask if they could have her at Brookfield? Tess, too. Isn't that where you got her?
Can you get the other end?
Yeah, I've got it.
Right, ready? And up! And down! Well, that's another one done.
Still quite a few to go.
Yeah, there's always more pens than you remember, isn't there?
Yeah, still at least we've got all the lambs out now.
We ought to move those gilts this afternoon, too.
I know. I've been telling you that all week.
Well, I can't get motivated about the pigs at the moment.
You never could.
Yeah, but now we know we're going to get rid of them.
They still need looking after.
That's another thing. Every time I look at them, I can hear Neil asking me when I'm going to need him.
We've got to tell him. We can't keep him hanging on like this.
I know. It's been difficult, though, with everything on hold.
It's not fair to mess up Neil's life just because Elizabeth wants a pound of flesh.
Has Mum said any more about the baptism buffet?
No, and I'm keeping well off the subject.
All right.
Oh, that's Caroline. Wonder what she wants.
Oh, I don't know. It looks like she's got William Grundy with her.
Do you think the Echo will publish anything about the petition going to Porchester Land?
I hope so. We need to put the pressure on the... Afternoon, Caroline. William.
Afternoon.
Hello.
Hello, Caroline. What can we do for you?
It's William who needs to speak to you. I'm just the chauffeur.
All right. Well then, William.
I was wondering... you see, the thing is... Well, I know it's a lot to ask, but...
What is?
Come on, spit it out. It can't be so terrible.
Come on, William. They can only say no.
Well, it's... Could you have baby Spice here? And maybe Tess?
On the farm?
Yeah. Mum and Dad aren't allowed to take Tess to the flat, and I can't take baby Spice over Caroline's. Well, I could, but I'd have to milk her by hand, and...
No, I see your problem.
I don't know what to do. I mean, you can have her milk. I don't know if it'll pay for a feed, or...
Oh, we can sort all that out later. Don't worry, William. Of course we'll take her, won't we, David?
Yeah, fine. We just have to check on her health status.
Oh, she's great, really fit.
I'm sure she is. And I'm sure Jill will be pleased to see Tess back here. She was very fond of her.
That's brilliant, thank you.
He's just been worrying about it. You're very kind.
Oh, nonsense. Least we could do.
Oh, thank you. Caroline, can we go over and tell Mum and Dad? Would you mind?
Now, careful of this bend. It's a bit tricky.
Thank you, Joe. I see.
I should change down now if I was you.
I was going to.
But you're doing very well, considering.
Thank you. It does make a difference having an experienced driver in the passenger seat.
That makes a nice change for me to get out. Forget me troubles for a bit.
Good. So where shall we go?
Well, now, that takes a bit of thinking about.
I don't want to drive too far, not on my first time out.
Well, that's very sensible. On the other hand, he wants to practice as much as you can while you've got me in the car.
How do you mean?
Well, a bit of traffic, roundabout, parking, somewhere you can put your foot down.
As if I were learning to drive again.
Well, you practically are, aren't you?
Well, why don't we go along the Borchester bypass? That's usually quite busy up to the big roundabout. Then we could head towards Pennyhassett.
Ah, there's that bit of dual carriageway. You could put your foot down there.
Have a nice cup of tea and come home the back way through the winding lanes.
Sounds good to me. And if there's anywhere you'd like to practice your emergency stop...
I don't think I need go that far.
Well, will you look at that?
What?
No, not you, Marjorie. Eyes on the road, eyes on the road.
I hadn't taken them off it.
Sorry, it was my fault starting you like that.
I'm perfectly all right. What did you see?
Only our William being chauffeured round by Caroline Bone. He's got his feet well under that table.
All done.
Yeah, sorry it took so long.
That's all right.
Mr. Turner will be wondering where I am.
Oh, give him a ring on my mobile if you like.
Yeah, that's no point. He never remembers to switch his on.
I'll get us back as soon as I can. Were they pleased?
Oh, yeah. Mum wanted to come out and thank you.
Oh, I thought you'd be at Bridge Farm.
Nah, Pat's giving her time off to do some packing. She said to tell you she were ever so grateful.
Oh, there's no need. What did I do?
Yeah, I'd have never had the nerve to go to Brookford on my own.
I told you. Anything I can do. I'm just pleased it's all settled.
Yeah, now all Dad's got to do is work out what to do with his ferrets.
Yes, William, when I say anything, I do draw the line at ferrets.
Yeah, I know. But he was really grateful for your other offer.
My other offer?
Yep, says he'll be round with the stuff tomorrow.
Right, what stuff?
Well, I don't know exactly, but he's getting it all boxed up, you know, to put in the stables.
Oh, I see.
You did say it would be all right to store stuff there.
Yes.
Oh, have I got that one wrong?
No, that's fine. I was more thinking of your stuff.
Oh, sorry. It's just the flat's so small and Mum doesn't know where she's going to put everything. But I can tell her I made a mistake.
Oh, don't be silly. Really, it's all right.
Are you sure?
Yes. After all, it's only temporary, isn't it? Till the council finds them somewhere more suitable.
Yeah, that's why Mum wants to keep stuff, you know, not just sell it or give it away.
Yes, of course. Poor Clary.
Yeah, I know. Whole house full of stuff and nowhere to put it.
Nowhere at all?
Oh, don't worry, Caroline, they won't all end up in your stables. They're going to take some round to Brookfield too.
That's it. Right, shut the gate. Oh, thank goodness that's over.
Yeah, all nice and happy in the straw.
Yeah, for the time being. I'm going to talk to Dad. Whatever happens with Elizabeth, there's no point in hanging on to this lot.
You sure?
Yep.
Don't think she'll ask for a couple of porkers as part of inheritance.
I doubt it. Anyway, we've got to make some decisions.
Afternoon, David. Ruth?
Neil. Hello.
Oh, I see you've got them all nicely settled in the big pen now.
That's right.
We just moved to.
Well, I bet that was a performance.
It had its moments, yeah.
What a pity I didn't come along a bit earlier. I could have given you a hand.
Yeah.
Say the word and I can start looking after them full time. I've been keeping myself free.
Have you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know pigs have never really been your thing. I can start as soon as you want me.
Is that why you came up, to fix the starting date?
Oh, I'm sorry to keep on about it, but I really do need to know where I stand.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Neil.
Mm-hmm.
Look, mate, there isn't an easy way to say this. I'm really sorry, but we shan't be needing you after all.
What? Well, I don't understand. What?
We're so sorry.
What's happened? You haven't found someone else?
No. We're not going ahead with the pigs.
We've got to get rid of them. Soon.
So I'm afraid there isn't a job for anyone. I'm really sorry.
Getting rid of the pigs? But you had such plans.
Things changed.
We took advice. It just isn't practical, Neil. You know what the market's like at the moment.
You were going to risk it. Take the chance.
It would be throwing good money after bad. I'm as sorry as you are.
I don't think so, Ruth. You took advice?
Yeah. Believe me, if there was any other way...
So you've known about this for some time?
Well...
That's why you've been stalling me. When I asked you at Lower Loxley the other week, you knew then.
It was complicated.
Not for me. I thought I had a job, and now I haven't.
Look, we've had complications with the family.
I got a family too, David. I've been turning down work because I thought I'd got this job coming up. Good work, good pay.
We're so sorry.
I wanted to be ready for you. I didn't want to let you down. That's a laugh, isn't it?
If there'd been any other way...
There was. Oh, there was. You could have been straight with me. All the years I've worked at this farm. Didn't you owe me that, at least?
Simon and Debbie are on a shopping spree.
Yeah. What about this one?
Oh, a bit bright, don't you think?
Oh, you could carry it off. Don't you want to be the star on your wedding day?
Well, yeah, but I don't want the guests having to wear sunglasses. And remember, it mustn't clash with Alice's dress.
Now, isn't that a bit back to front, the bride having to fit in with the ring bearer?
Oh, well, I'm just pleased she stopped sulking.
Yeah, well, since I managed to persuade her that carrying the ring was much more important than being a bridesmaid...
You could charm the birds off the trees, couldn't you?
Oh, do you want some? Doves would be nice.
No. But hey, talking about things being back to front, the groom isn't even supposed to see the bride's dress till the wedding day, let alone choose it.
OK, I'll go home with you, Molly.
Oh, no, I was only teasing. You've got such good taste.
Oh, well, thank you, honey. In which case, I suggest we look at this rack over here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these jewel shades really set off your colouring.
Mm. Yeah, Mum's a bit upset I shan't be in white. It makes me look so washed out.
Oh, Jennifer's happy enough now, isn't she? I mean, now the reception's got to be at Grey Gables.
Yeah, and you suggesting she looks out some poems for us to choose from. Now, that was a masterstroke.
Yeah, I thought it would make the ceremony a little bit special. Anyway, Jennifer's so well-read.
So are you.
I have kind of pointed her in the right direction.
I bet you have.
But I don't want you to think I'm taking over.
No, I don't. I think you're being very generous.
Generous? Why?
Well, I worry you might feel underrepresented, you know, with no one coming from Canada.
I've got Bondi for my best man. And you and I will go over to Canada in the summer when I've got my long vacation. They'll have wedding showers for us, parties. It'll be like getting married all over again.
Yeah, we do have this small thing called harvesting in the summer.
Oh, surely your dad can spare you for a couple of weeks. He's let you off today.
Yeah. Yeah, he was really quite nice about that.
He's not coming to the ceremony, though.
Well, it's his decision.
And the wrong one. He's going to miss the wedding of the century.
Perhaps not quite that.
Hey, you haven't seen the dress I've just picked out for you.
Come on, then. Lead me to it.
Oh, hello, love.
Oh, Neil. What are you doing home?
Well, I just thought I'd have a bit of a read of the Echo.
Oh, it's all right for some.
Yeah. So, what brings you home?
Oh, I wanted to tidy myself up before I go down to the surgery. Betty's had me sorting out the storeroom this morning. I'm all dusty.
Oh, right.
And I wanted to pick up a file Dr. Hathaway needs. Mm-hmm. Brought it home to sort out.
He's lucky to have you.
Difficult to get things straight sometimes at the surgery. People in and out and the phone ringing all the time.
Yeah.
I'll better put it in my bag while I remember.
Oh, okay.
Now, where is it? Oh, wish Emma had put her own work away. Siobhan's gone for that interview today.
Oh, has she?
Yeah. You know, that job with the publishers.
Mm.
One that does the specialist trade magazines.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I bet she didn't see that advertised in the Echo.
Oh, shouldn't think so. Not many folk round here speak Spanish, French and German. Right, I'll just go and have a wash then.
Look. Could that wait a minute? There's something I need to talk to you about.
Make it quick.
Right. I went up to Brookfield yesterday.
Oh, did they give you a starting date for your new job?
No.
Oh, but I thought...
There isn't a job.
What?
There isn't a job. They're getting out of pigs, so they don't need a pig man.
But they promised you.
Yeah, I know.
You've turned down other work on the strength of it.
Yes.
Well, they can't do that.
They can. They have.
String you along and drop you without any warning.
Look, I'm as upset as you are. All those years I worked for Mr. Archer.
I can't believe it.
Neither could I, but it's true.
So what are you going to do now?
I'm glad we could meet up.
I told you I had to come into Porchester anyway.
Last minute Easter shopping?
Well, I did have to get Daniel's egg, which I have to say was absolute torture.
Was it?
Yes. Quite pathetic. I was standing there breathing in the chocolate fumes.
Are there many from Easter eggs?
If you're an addict, Nigel, you get a fix from sniffing the box. This has been a very salutary experience.
Well, not long now.
No, and I'm counting every minute. So, what did you want to see me about?
Well...
I must say I'm intrigued. Some extra baptism surprise?
I hope not. This really is very embarrassing.
Oh, come on, Nigel, we're old friends. What's the problem?
Right. Shula, you are coming to this meeting tonight to discuss the baptism.
Yes, of course.
Ah, thank heavens. Whew, that is a weight off my mind.
Why ever did you think I might not be?
I gather you and Lizzie had rather a disagreement on Sunday evening.
A blazing row, you mean?
Yes.
You didn't really think I'd be petty enough to let that stop me coming?
No, but then when Lizzie said she'd asked you to leave...
There's no talking to her at the moment.
No.
But I'd never spoil the baby's day.
I know. It's just Lizzie thought...
She's really getting this whole thing quite out of proportion. It's all so far in the future, and she's letting it spoil the present.
I know. As long as you're all right for tonight.
I did wonder how you feel about all this.
Yes, Lizzie said.
I'm sorry if she thought I was interfering. I didn't mean that.
I know. But to be honest with you, Sheila, it was quite nice to hear someone was wondering about what I might be feeling about all this.
I see.
It's so difficult. I do understand. At least some of it.
Puts you one up on the rest of the family.
Well, when Lizzie was ill with the babies, I think it reminded her that life is short.
Too short to waste it feuding with your nearest and dearest.
And, of course, the twins are so precious to her.
Well, they're precious to you.
Exactly. It's a little hard sometimes when she seems to be making the assumption that I can't provide for them, that Lower Loxley is worthless.
Have you told Elizabeth this is how you feel?
Oh, how can I? Well, that would only make things worse.
It might not. I'm sure she hasn't realised how upset you are.
Well, maybe not.
And if you told her, then she would...
Sheila, great to see you. Nigel, hi.
Oh, hello, Simon.
Hello. Sheila. Nigel.
We have just been on the most enormous shopping spree.
Yeah, so I see.
We're gasping for a cup of coffee, but we just got to put these bags down first.
What luck to see you. You could guard them. It's my wedding outfit.
Oh, well then. I'll keep a very close eye on it.
Here, have my chair. I must be getting back.
Right.
I'll see you all tonight. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, sure thing. Bye. Oh, sorry, Sheila, did we interrupt something?
Oh, no. He's just got a lot to get sorted for this evening.
Oh, but he couldn't stay. He could have seen my wedding dress.
Yeah. Oh, hello, love. Oh,
you look as if you haven't moved since I left you.
Oh, I have. Got Emma and Christopher started on tidying their bedrooms for the holidays.
Well done.
Got the tea on.
Great. Oh, I wasn't getting at you, love.
No, I know.
You didn't go back to Brookfield then?
Nope.
Well, they can't treat you like this, Neil, and expect to get away with it.
Oh, I know. Funny, though.
I don't see anything funny about it at all.
You never wanted me to take this job anyway. No, you're so angry.
No, I didn't. But you did, and it was a job. Oh, you wait till I see David or Ruth. They can't just walk all over you.
Look, there's no need for that, love. I'll go and see them tomorrow.
And stick up for yourself.
Oh, yes. I know exactly what I'm going to say. I've been thinking about it all afternoon.
Well, Siobhan thinks she's in with a chance, but the competition looked strong.
I can imagine. Sounds like a really interesting job.
Did you ring her or did she ring you?
I bumped into her in the street when I was on my way to collect Janet.
Pity Janet couldn't stay longer.
Yes, but she's got this evening's service to prepare. Well, I ought to be getting along myself if I'm going to go to it.
I was going to get us all a drink when Nigel gets back.
Oh, thanks, but I really ought to go and collect Daniel from Mum. She'll be wanting to go to the service herself.
I thought Alistair was fetching him after he dropped Janet off.
Is that what he said?
Yes.
Lucky he came straight from a call, so you've got two cars, isn't it?
Isn't it? Or Sheila would have to go early too.
Oh.
Everything okay, darling?
Yep, the stars of the show are fine. Now, can I offer anyone a drink?
Oh, I'm afraid I've got to be getting back, Nigel.
What a pity.
Yes, isn't it?
But we'll stay.
Yeah.
We could do the drink after our busy day.
We sure could.
And I've got to tell you all about my wedding outfit.
Well, I had a sneak preview, so I'll be on my way.
I'll see you out.
No, don't be silly. You just relax. Good night, everybody.
Night.
Oh, good night.
Well, thank you for coming.
It was a very pleasant meeting. Oh, and Elizabeth?
Yes?
Just in case I don't see you tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Oh, thanks. If I don't see you tomorrow, like she's going to.
Have you two had a row? I thought there was a bit of an atmosphere.
Yes.
No, not really.
Oh, Nigel, there's no point in trying to hide it.
We had a perfectly amicable evening.
Yeah, as long as we stuck to talking about the baptism.
That's what we were here for, wasn't it?
I suppose so. Well, at least she came.
Did you think she might not? Must have been some row.
It was.
All water under the bridge now.
Oh, so that's what you were doing this afternoon, pouring oil on troubled waters. Simon, I thought you and Sheila looked a bit conspiratorial.
Debbie, honey.
You saw Nigel and Sheila this afternoon?
Yeah, in Underwoods. We thought they might be hatching a birthday surprise.
Well, it's a surprise, certainly.
Lizzie, I can explain.
You know, I don't think we will stay for that drink. We're bushed, aren't we, honey?
Oh, yeah. I am a bit tired. Is that okay, Elizabeth?
Yeah, fine.
I'll show you out.
No, you stay here. We're looking forward to the great day, aren't we, Debbie?
Yeah, we certainly are.
See you both soon.
Yeah, and thanks again. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Lizzie.
So you're on her side, are you?
What? Oh, Lizzie, don't be ridiculous.
Well, what else am I supposed to think? Meeting behind my back without telling me.
I wanted to make sure she'd be coming this evening. You were the one who was so worried she might not be.
Oh, and that would have been my fault, of course.
I didn't say that.
Well, not to me. But I bet you and Shula had a nice cosy chat about how impossible I was being.
Of course we didn't. There you are.
Oh, thank you. So this is what I get for standing up to them all.
Oh, please, don't start again. I really can't bear it.
You can't
Look,
bear it.
Our babies are being baptised next week. It's their special day. I don't want anything to spoil that.
Neither do I.
Then couldn't you call a truce? Just for this week?
But the...
Please, let's enjoy your birthday and Easter and the baby's baptism without any more arguments.
Well, I'll...
For my sake, please.
Hiya.
Checking the creep feeders.
Yeah, I just topped them up. You off somewhere?
Just down at the village shop before it shuts.
Oh, not another emergency Easter egg. We've got to hide them somewhere. Josh can't find them.
An emergency birthday card. Pip's going to Becky's party this afternoon.
All right.
Morning, David.
Oh, dear. I wonder what he wants.
Morning. You scoot off.
Don't be silly. I made the decision too. Morning, Neil.
Morning.
So, what can we do for you?
Oh, don't worry. I haven't come to ask for that job.
We didn't think you had.
I'd just like you to tell me something.
Yes, of course.
Does your dad know about this?
Well, he doesn't know I've told you there won't be a job, no.
But he does realise we can't go ahead with the pigs. So if he thought it through...
We're going to tell him. To be honest with you...
Yeah, I'd appreciate that.
I've put it off because I know it'll upset him.
Yeah, I bet.
I was waiting till after his birthday, so I'd be grateful if you didn't mention it.
It wouldn't change anything.
I mean, I know I've got no right to ask
him. Oh, don't worry. I wouldn't dream of upsetting Mr. Archer.
Thanks.
I wouldn't have been into pigs at all if it hadn't been for him.
No.
I just wanted to be sure he didn't know about my job going, the way it was done.
No, he didn't.
That would have been the last straw. If I thought Mr. Archer treated me like this after all the years we'd worked together, well...
Neil, there was no other way.
You still don't see it, do you?
We do.
I don't think so. Look, I'm not thick. I know how bad things are for pig farmers. But you could have said weeks ago that there might not be a job for me.
But everything was so undecided.
But did you think you couldn't trust me after all these years?
It was really complicated.
No, it wasn't. When it came down to it, I was just the hired worker.
That isn't true.
Oh, I think it is.
I don't know what to say.
There were nothing to say. Well, I'd better get back. Gotta start looking for work.
Oh, Mum, it's lovely.
Really? You like it?
Of course I do. Look at the gorgeous scarf Grandma's given Mummy for her birthday. Oh, I can wear it at the baptism.
I hope you might. How did the meeting go with Janet?
Oh, fine. There wasn't really that much to sort out.
No, I should think your godparents understand their duties pretty well.
Well, I was more thinking of the practical side, as there's only going to be us there.
Yes, it's unusual these days. Janet likes to do baptisms on a Sunday with everyone there to welcome the baby.
I know.
But I think it'll be rather nice. Just the family round the font, your father playing the organ.
Yes, I'm really looking forward to it.
So how are Debbie and Simon? Full of plans for the wedding, I suppose.
Hardly talked about anything else.
Certainly natural. And Shula and Alistair, looking forward to their chocolate and their pint.
It's all right, Mum. You don't have to be tactful.
I just wondered. I haven't seen Shula since Monday.
When she came round to tell you all about our row?
She mentioned you'd had a few words.
More than a few. But we were perfectly civilised with each other last night. And Nigel and I had a really good talk after everyone was gone.
Did you?
I've been a bit thoughtless. I've forgotten how much he hates rows.
He always has.
Well, living with Julia, you can see you'd lose your taste for the dramatic. So we've decided to call a truce.
You and Nigel haven't been quarrelling.
Oh, it's all right now.
Good.
No, I meant a truce with the family. All the business about what's going to happen with Brookfield. We should put that on hold until after the baptism.
That's a very good idea.
Well, there's Easter to enjoy, my birthday, Dad's...
Oh, I wanted to talk to you about that. I hope you won't mind, but we're going out for the day. Just me and your father and Chris and George.
Good idea.
We thought we'd drop the twins' Easter presents in on our way to church at Dyington.
You don't have to buy them Easter presents.
Nonsense! They're too little for chocolate, but there's no reason why they can't have something.
Your grandma spoils you. Yes, she does.
You won't be disappointed there isn't going to be a big family party for Phil's birthday.
Not at all.
With the baptism coming up,
exactly. Exactly. I'm sure Dad'll have a lovely day. It's what I've got planned for myself.
Have you?
Yes. Nigel and I at the twins are going out this afternoon. Julia's minding the gallery.
Good.
Actually, I really ought to get over there. There's a couple of things I need to check before I go.
I should be getting down to church.
Thanks for coming.
My pleasure. It's nice to see you looking so happy.
You know, I am.
Neil? How did you get on?
Oh, I found out what I needed to know.
Well, you asked about compensation.
What? No, of course not.
What do you mean, of course not? You've turned down work on the strength of this imaginary job. They owe you something.
Yeah, they owe me a lot.
So what did they offer? Some more work?
No, I didn't ask them.
Then what in heaven's name did you go up there for?
I wanted to be sure that Mr. Archer had nothing to do with it.
Why? What possible Oh, I see. You think he might be able to get you your job back?
No, the pigs are going. Holitree's finished. I can't imagine how he feels about that.
Never mind about how he feels. What about you? What about us?
We're just where we were yesterday.
You went up there and let him walk all over you again.
No! Look, I'm finished with Brookfield. I wouldn't work there now if they did offer me anything.
This is a fine time to find your prize. What are we going to do for money?
Neil...
Well, it's all right, Ruth. I'm just going.
Not because of me. I didn't think you'd be working here today, Susan.
Doing an extra shift. We need all the money we can get. But you know that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What use is that to us?
If there was any other way...
You mean like not dangling my Neil on a string while you worked out what you were going to do?
It wasn't like that.
Oh, God forbid you might be inconvenienced by having to wait a few weeks for your labour if things turned out OK.
We thought there would be a job.
But there was no rush when you realised there wasn't. Oh, it doesn't matter. It's only Neil Carter.
Of course it mattered.
Looks like it.
It took a lot of thinking about, that's all. In the end, the risk was too great.
What do you know about risk? You're sitting on £500,000 worth of land. You could sell any time you felt like it.
You know it's not like that. All that's academic.
Oh, is it? Shall I tell you what it's like for us?
I know what it's like.
No, you don't. One mistake and we're out on the streets. One mistake and we can't afford to send Christopher to university when the time comes. I'm working two jobs as it is, Ruth. How many more hours are there left in a day?
I know how tough things are,
no, but... Don't pretend you understand, Ruth. And please, don't pretend you care.
Of course I care.
You care? After the way you've treated my Neil, he's a good man.
Yeah, a good man. A good worker.
Oh, he's that all right. He's loyal, he's hard-working, he trusts people, and where has it got him?
I know what Neil's like. That's what made it so difficult.
Made it easier to exploit him, though, didn't it?
That isn't true. We thought there would be a job.
You don't know what you've done to him. It's bad enough there's no work. Lord knows I didn't want him to take that job, but it was better than nothing.
Even if the pigs are gone, there may be other work.
It won't make up for what you've done to him. He thought you respected him.
We do. Susan, I know you're angry.
You treated him like a fool. All those years he worked for you didn't count for anything.
That's ridiculous. Of course they did. But there isn't a job. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too. I've always said Neil was too trusting. But I never wanted him to find out I was right like this.
Mary?
Oh, Mrs. Archer, it's nice to see you. Going into the service, are you?
Yes. I wouldn't have missed the first hour, but it's Elizabeth's birthday today, and I wanted to see her first.
I wish I could stay longer, but there's so much to do at home.
I can imagine. It's Wednesday you move, isn't it?
Supposed to be. Unless there's a last-minute reprieve from Borchester Land, and that ain't looking very likely.
You can always pray.
Yeah, but I can't bank on it. Got to get on with the packing. We had one of them clearance firms round yesterday for some of the furniture.
How awful.
By the way, we're really grateful that you're taking Baby Spice and Tess.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I was very fond of Tess as a puppy. It'll be nice to have her back. It's only temporary, isn't it?
Oh, I hope so. It's very good of you. I know it's a weight off William's mind.
What's one milker, more or less? And she's so pretty.
And thanks for offering a storage space at Brookfield.
Oh?
Well, that is right, isn't it? And you've got that much stuff.
Yes, I'm sure it is. David Orville probably just haven't got round to telling me yet.
We took a load over the dare house yesterday, but there's still such a lot. Don't know what we're going to do with it all.
Must be a problem.
You collect so much stuff on a farm, don't you? If we get moved to a proper house...
Isn't the flat very big?
Oh, it's tiny. Edward and Joe will have to share a bedroom.
Oh.
Lord knows how that's going to work out. Edward's none too keen. Don't know what I'm going to do with him. Still, at least he'll be near his mates in Borchester. I suppose that's something.
And how's Joe taking it?
Pretty down at first. But he's been going out with Mrs. Antrobus in her car, helping her to get her confidence back.
Yes, I saw them yesterday.
That's taking him out of himself a bit. Don't know what he's done for Mrs. Antrobus. He's a terrible backseat driver at the best of times.
He didn't look too bad on it. I'd better get in. Oh. Sounds like the hymn's finishing.
Yeah, and I must get on. I want to get the packing out the way so I can start making me simnel cake.
Are you entering the competition?
I might, if I get it done in time. No, I've left it late, but it'll probably be the last cake I bake at Grange Farm.
Hello, Ruth.
It's not my day.
I'm just buying a birthday card for a friend of Pip's.
Oh, we've got quite a selection.
It's a party this afternoon and I forgot. I went to the village shop and, well, I couldn't get one.
I'm sure ours are better.
I thought Julia would be looking after the gallery with it being your birthday.
Yes, I'm sure you did.
Sorry?
Anyway, you don't have to worry. I don't want to talk about Brookfield.
Good.
I've decided to put all that on hold until after the baptism.
Have you?
Yes, we don't want to spoil Easter, do we?
Some people's have been spoiled already.
Ruth, I'm trying to make an effort here.
And that's all that matters, of course.
I'm trying to be reasonable.
It's a bit late for that. It's certainly too late for Neil Carter.
What on earth has Neil Carter got to do with it?
We were going to offer him a job looking after the pigs. Now we've got to get rid of them. There is no job.
I'm sorry, but I didn't ask you to get rid of the pigs. It's entirely your decision.
Yeah, when it suits you. You don't understand the first thing about farming.
I never claimed to.
You claim the profits, though, such as they are. But you don't have to make any of the hard decisions or do the work.
I just want what's fair. How many times do I have to say it?
And what's fair to Neil and Susan? They don't know where the next mortgage payment's coming from. You are sitting on a Jacobean mansion and it's still not enough for you.
Just because you've got a guilty conscience about Neil and Susan, don't take it out on me. Honestly, Ruth, I hope you've calmed down by next week.
Do you?
Yes, I do. I mean, it doesn't matter that you're ruining my birthday.
Oh,
but I don't
sorry.
Want you ruining my children's baptism.
Oh, don't you? Well, that's easily solved. Because I won't be there.
The Archers was written by Mary Cutler. The agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sean O'Connor. And the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.